It's a road trip WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, in the middle of Queens, how we feeling?
Spike, as much as I love L. Cool J and all the other Queens rappers, we're going boots to asses tonight.
That's what I like to hear.
Fritzy, holla at your boy.
Spike, I can tell you never played sports at a high level, but me and Ike know.
Oh, God. Here we go.
And
you played Division III baseball.
Division II. We knew and we had to go take on Millersville or Kutztown or Westchester. This is what we call a business trip. This is not a road trip, okay? This is a business trip we're here to take to.
Wait a minute. When a team goes on and plays in several different cities, they call it a road trip.
Business.
And
business, Spike.
Okay. And the only other thing, and I don't want to make this about Jack, even though he finds a way to make it about himself. Even if I do acknowledge that you played Division II,
yes,
you sucked.
And people always remind me of that. But got a scholarship.
You did. You did. You
found Keystone Light and ended up in the radio booth.
Yeah.
Hey, man. And here we are.
Here we are. So this is essentially, if you are excited for today's game, and now I'm getting the juice, man, now that we're on the air, this is essentially going to be a 2.5-hour pregame show for Phillies-Mets Game 3. We are coming to you from the radio booth that Scott and T-Mac and L.A. and Kevin Stocker will do the game from here at Citi Field. It's a beautiful day. It's not the beautiful area, but the stadium is beautiful, and we are ready for Phillies-Mets Game 3. I'm pretty juiced. This is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is...
Smell the grass.
Yes. This is...
Did you smell blood on it?
Smell blood on the grass?
Not yet, but it's coming.
That's how it grows. How it grows. So...
I don't think... Never mind.
Yes, it is. So, Kevin Stocker will join us at 3 o'clock. We, at 2:30, I might have a theory about the New York Mets and their hot hitting that we need to explore. And we will talk about that at 2:30. But I open up, Ike, with the two big questions I think about tonight. We have bullpen questions. We have this. We have that. But I think the two big questions are Aaron Nola and the Phillies offense.
Yeah.
So if I was to ask you going into today's game, I was going to say tonight, but 5:08 is still today.
Yeah.
Going into today's game, what do you have more faith in tonight? The Phillies offense performing at a high level or Aaron Nola performing at a high level? Which would you take?
I'd take Aaron Nola, no question. You know, as much as I'm encouraged by what we did Sunday offensively, I also know that, you know, the bats go, they come and they go. And just because you were hot the last game doesn't necessarily mean you're going to come out and knock the cover off the ball tonight the way we did Sunday late in the game. Good thing is I don't think we're going to need 7 to win the game tonight, because I think Knowles gives us 7 and maybe 3 runs.
I love to.
Nah, don't tell me. Right. Yeah, 3 runs.
Okay.
3 runs against this hot hitting Mets offense. They're at home. They're going to be juiced up. If I can get 7 innings and 3 runs out of Nola tonight, we need to score 4 runs tonight.
215-592-9494. What do you have more faith in tonight? An excellent Aaron Nola appearance or an excellent performance from the offense? Jack Fritz, where are you?
I'm at the offense. I'm not as confident as everyone else is in Aaron Nola. I think we've forgotten Aaron Nola, frankly. I know he had a pretty good regular season, but, man, the amount that I've heard, it's made me anxious for the game tonight. All I've heard all day is like, well, we got Knowles. We got Knowles. Nola.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? I mean, he has had enough starts to where he has not earned my trust, trust of like, oh, we got big game Knowles. Like, you can make the argument Sanchez is better. I'm not even sure the Phillies have the pitching advantage tonight. Sean Manaea is a really good pitcher. He's had a really good year for the Mets. He's a tough lefty. So, listen, I hope Nola does well tonight, but I'm not of the mindset of, oh, Knowles has us. I'm still on edge with Aaron Nola.
Well, you better hope Knowles has us. You just said Manaea is a pretty damn good pitcher, so we're going to hit against him tonight?
Well, I feel better about the offense given what they did. No shadows. They will not be an issue tonight.
Okay.
And the way that they've talked, I've liked what they've said about passing the baton and knowing that it's time for team baseball.
Yeah,
baseball.
I'm with you there.
And I think they're buying into that. So I hope Nola does well tonight. There's been a lot more expecting Nola to be great tonight.
Yeah.
I'm more in the hope.
And why wouldn't you? First of all, why wouldn't you expect him to be great?
Because you know, I've seen,
and great, hold on,
Nolan.
Great is a relative term. We're not going to go great. Maybe not great.
Ike is very intent on that.
No, I'm just saying, though, greatest Zach Wheeler, Roy Halladay. Like, I don't know if I'm going to get that out of Aaron Nola tonight, but I don't know if I need that.
I'm not. I hope for six innings, three runs or less. I'm not expecting six innings of three runs or less.
Yeah, we're getting that. Are you nuts? We're getting that tonight. Okay, and let me finish while we're getting it. Because what you need in this situation, especially with nervous Nelly over here.
Is that me or him?
No. Okay. Well, yeah, him. Well, you can see us. I'm glad you wanted to point out that it wasn't you.
Well, for
the
listener.
Yes, yes.
And I'm often nervous Nelly.
Yes, okay. Well, you're in here with him then. Yes, you're in here with him then. My point is, you need someone to calm our nerves, right? I need someone in a position where he never gets rattled. Now, Aaron Nola, we know if it gets runners on base, things could go downhill for us. But here's what I'm telling you. In a situation like this, a swing game on the road, other than Zach Wheeler, there isn't a pitcher in our rotation that I would want on the mound than Aaron Nola. You keep talking about Christopher Sanchez. He's just scratching the surface of what he can be. This dude has been through the trenches in the war. He's gone to the World Series. He's gone to the NLCS. He's back in the postseason for the third straight year. Behind Zach Wheeler as a quote-unquote number two in the rotation. These guys in the regular season, great. When it comes to the postseason, he's the only other pitcher on this team other than Zach Wheeler that you can really trust in the postseason. He's battle-tested. He's who you want on the mound, on the road, in a swing game. He's who you want. If it's not Zach Wheeler, who else would you want on the mound?
Well, they don't have a choice. I mean, they don't have a choice.
No, I'm asking who would you rather have on this staff?
I'll take Knowles, but this is we're going too far.
We're not going too far.
It's the trust and all this. Like, he didn't pitch well in Game 6 last year. Traditionally, he's been better early in the postseason. I hear you on that.
I disagree. He didn't pitch great in Game 6, but he wasn't a disaster in Game 6.
Game 2 in 2022 in San Diego, he got shelled. Houston in game one, he got shelled. I'm just saying, like, I hope he does well. Of all the pitchers in a road spot, sure, I take Aaron Nola, but there's a lot of, like, trust in Aaron
Nola. I'm
going to
yell for the next 2 hours.
I know you are.
I'm
going
to yell for the next 2 hours.
I'm
not going to let you speak this nonsense into existence, Ricky Bobby. Yeah, you're not going to put this voodoo on Aaron Nola tonight in this stadium where we need positive vibes and positive energy.
So the question has changed. Do you expect Aaron Nola to be good tonight, or do you hope Aaron Nola will be good tonight?
I expect him to be good tonight.
215-592-9494. Now, I'm going to answer the first question because I actually don't know my answer to that question.
Okay.
I have more faith in Nola tonight than I do in the offense. And here's the one thing you said, Jack, about the offense that I'm not buying, that they are buying into this whole thing where they're just going to pass the baton and they're going to be patient at the plate and yada yada. Just like Aaron Nola is, you know, you messed up the leopard, changed the spots.
Yes.
Just like Aaron Nola is probably going to give up a home run mm-hmm. or two.
Hopefully it's a
solo shot. The offense and the players are what they are. So I don't think if they score a bunch of runs tonight, it will be because they're hot. And they're hitting the ball all over the place. I don't think this is going to be one of those games where they all, every single one of them, and the guys who I think have been most patient, Stott's not even in the lineup tonight. I just can't imagine a world in which Trey Turner and Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos are going up there and go, you know, I'm not going to swing at the first pitch out of the zone. You know, that's not going to be who I am today. That's who Nick Castellanos is. It's who Trey Turner is. And who Aaron Nola is we forget, previous to Zach Wheeler, he was the ace of the staff. Now,
sure.
I don't think he is, quote-unquote, an ace.
Right.
But he is more reliable, I think, in giving us a number two starter type start than the Phillies offense is in changing their approach at the plate. I just don't think it's realistic.
Listen, they were fifth in runs, like you mentioned a couple games ago.
Sure.
So they do have great moments in them.
Yes.
And they just have to believe again that they are still a great offense. And I think what happened on Sunday was a good reminder of how good that they can be. And I don't think they're going to be afraid of Manaea. They had a good performance against him in Game 2 in 2022. And these are a lot of the same guys. Now, Reese took him deep twice. So, Reese is obviously not in the lineup. There's a blow-up factor to Manaea, but I think the offense found something on Sunday that can carry over to tonight.
Do you trust Aaron Nola tonight? Do you trust the Phillies offense? 215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls right after Ike tells you this.
Hey, our baseball team is chasing a championship ring. You can make that special someone feel like a world champion every day with a diamond engagement ring from Mark's Jewelers. Now, located minutes from everywhere, Mark's has locations in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, and their flagship store is in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. See why Mark's will be your first and last stop for engagement rings, and with no Philly sales tax, check them out online at marks-jewelers.com, and be sure to tell them Ike sent you.
Now, I don't want to get us kicked out of the booth tomorrow,
yeah.
But I do want to tell people that Ike and I are wearing Phillies hats in the booth. I don't know that you're allowed to wear team gear in the
press
area.
Why would you tell everybody?
What's that?
Why would you tell everybody?
Well, because I want our listeners to know that we're representing.
Oh, we're representing.
Yeah.
It's not like people from New York can even hear the show.
We're living life on the edge.
Yeah, they can't hear it here.
Yeah, I mean, Ike and I were in the belly of the beast for about an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, in the cafeteria.
Looking for food.
Yeah.
Scrounging. 215-592-9494. Do you trust Aaron Nola tonight, or do you trust the offense, or neither, or both? Starting us off, back at it.
Bounce back day.
Bounce back day for Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Ain't no damn bounce back day. See, yesterday, y'all caught me when I was at work in the office. My boss came in. Listen, next time y'all challenge my fanhood like that again, you know, Jack be crying when people be, oh, you not an Eagles fan. Try me, my bad, whatever his name is, Iglesias Venezuela, whatever the mofo name is, my bad. When he hit the home run yesterday, I was nervous. Damn, can I get my point off now?
Well, okay. You were wrong about the Harper. No. Go ahead.
We're building up. Not tearing down.
No, I love Corey. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
You said, when I said when Harper hit the home run, I don't give a damn. When the score got tied, I got nervous. Yeah, I had money on the Bengals and the Ravens game, so I was back and forth. When he tied the game, I'm like, oh, you know, and I had to flip back. Damn. All right. Now today, Aaron Folder. Listen, I got confidence in my man. They put him in the third spot because they wanted him to pitch on the road. So that's why Topper made it. This is what I like what Topper doing this year is that he's showing he got balls. Go ahead, you bench Bohm, even though Bohm want to be a crybaby. You put Aaron Nola in the third hole to pitch that on the road. You see what that shows you that he's nervous. You know, that shows you that he got balls, that he's saying, if I don't do it right this year, I could lose my job.
Yeah, I might get whacked.
That's what you do when you're a manager. When you want to win a World Series, you got to make moves. Who do I got more confidence in? Come on, man. Michael Jordan, man. Number three, you know, I got confidence in him. I got confidence in the Ohio legend because you know he's going to show up. You know, I got confidence in my boy, Nicky Big Dead Nick Castellano. I got confidence in my boy. You know, they woke up. Bryce said, hey, yo, we time to wake up and show them who the hell we are. We the Fighters, baby. And when it comes in the playoffs, you got to win the odd game. We lost game one, but we won game two. So you got to win game three. Game three is the deciding factor. So tonight is a must win. Bryce Harper, I don't know if you're listening, baby, but it's a must win. I need you to rally the troops and get this W tonight. Phillies win blowout fashion. I don't care what the score is, but we're going to blow them out. Mania, didn't we do him? Did he when he played for San Diego? Didn't we light him up?
We did.
Okay, then. I ain't afraid of nothing. Bryce Harper, Trey Turner home run tonight. I put it on your parlay.
I like
Trey
it.
Trey Turner home run tonight.
Get Are you gonna remember done, which inning it was?
Game three. Go ahead.
We're not going backwards, Spike.
There's no football on
we're
tonight.
We're not going backwards, Spike.
Go ahead, Spike. Go ahead. Ask me, bro.
No.
You're our buddy.
No.
We only tease because we love.
Yes.
I know. I'm not even mad. I was at work yesterday, so I had to hop on my boss.
It was quite funny.
You know,
I liked the semi-angry hang up by Corey.
Yeah, give up. Like, you know what, guys? I don't want this.
Yeah. It was like
I would have checked you yesterday.
It was like when OG Wade cried. Yeah. Good phone call. The OG Wade crying and hanging up. Spike, I don't think you've heard that yet.
I have not.
Yeah, what'd you do with that? Did you bury it?
No, it's in there. I always kind of forget about it.
What was the context?
So it was when the Eagles beat the Giants in 2022. And again, a huge game. Whenever you beat the Giants on the road, it's really a marquee win for you.
It was a game he came back.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's jogging off the field.
No. It wasn't a game he came back, was it?
I don't think it was. But either way,
it was the first Giants game.
He was jogging off the field and to MVP chance.
Yes.
And that made OG Wade very emotional. So it was a truly touching moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I've been near tears
with
about
Bryce
twice in 1 week.
I can feel a Bryce silencer. Like a silence.
You feel it tonight?
I can feel something either tonight or tomorrow of a Bryce big fly to shut up 41,000. I can't believe this place is smaller than CBP. It feels bigger.
It is?
Yeah.
The dimensions
wise? I'm talking about crowd wise.
Crowd wise. Dimensions wise, it's not.
Yeah, I think it's
bigger.
It's bigger.
215-592-9494.
Which means they got a lot of wasted space in here.
Well, it's good for Nola.
Yeah, you're right. Keeps the ball in the
Yes, it is.
And it actually keeps Johan Rojas. They can't sub him out, I don't think.
No, not.
Yeah, we need him in this hole. Look at this. Look at the dimensions here.
That's why, by the way, you talk about subbing out Johan Rojas. Today is a day where the top five hitters in the lineup have to do their job.
Carry him.
Because when you're looking at – this is one of those – and I understand the lefty-righty splits thing, but and I'm not doing this in order, but you look at the – second half of the lineup, and when it says Hayes, and it says Rojas, and it says Sosa, and I'm thinking of one other. Who's the other one? It's JT. That's fine. But the bottom half of the lineup just does not. It's not striking fear in anyone. At least Marsh can hit a home run.
Sure.
You know, Stott, big hits the other night. Yeah. I'm not counting on much in the second half.
Offensively,
of the
these two games, I believe, are on Schwarber and Harper. You know, this is a. This is a big road environment. This team hasn't really been tested over the last couple of years on the road.
Right.
I would say Busch Stadium might have been their best road environment they've been a part of. That was in 2022.
This will be noisy tonight.
It'll 100% be noisy.
Yeah.
It felt that game Sunday night that Wheeler lost 2-1, but he was great, felt like a playoff game. So, but some of the places they played, I mean, Houston was a joke, and Arizona was a joke, and San Diego mostly a joke. So, this is going to be a different test, and it feels like one of these series that they need Harper and Schwarber to kind of be their leaders.
215-592-9494. Do you hope Aaron Nola will be great tonight, or do you expect him to be great? Dave in Glassboro, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Here's the thing. Nola has to be great. I have confidence in it, like you guys all said. Battle tested. He's been there. He's seen it. They've had these conversations. But like you said just now, the right-handed bats get cold. Nola has to put that pressure on himself, take that pressure off the bats. And, yeah, Schwarber and Harper got to show up. Castellanos has to be there too. And this is for Boehm right now to show he's mature enough to be a grown-up in the big leagues.
Yes.
This is that moment. Yeah, JT's going to maybe be there, but that's where we got to be. If I'm Aaron Nola, I'm looking at myself in the mirror today and I'm saying, I got this.
Yeah, well, he has – thank you for the call, Dave. Good call. He has the – T-Mac was saying this yesterday. I do think he has the right mental disposition for a game like this.
Sure.
In that he doesn't get riled up. You could see – and I love Sanchez. I thought Sanchez did a great job the other day. But you could even see him. He was breathing hard and feeling it. And, you know –
especially those first couple innings because you got that adrenaline going already.
Absolutely. And that affected him too. He had the ball up a little bit more than he normally does early in that game. I don't think Nola is a guy that will be affected in a negative way.
Well,
I actually got the two best pitchers for that on the road, him and Ranger.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
As long as Ranger's good. And I think Minaya is going to be pretty fired up for this start tonight. Like he's a guy that can walk you. Like the Phillies have to be patient tonight. Minaya's had a great year. Actually, numbers are worse at home, which is interesting. Worse here.
Okay.
Lefty splits. He's better against righties and lefties, which is really weird.
Yeah.
And that's interesting why Stott's out of the lineup. But Minaya, big game. You know, the crowd's going to be juiced. Phil's we talked about this yesterday, have to be comfortable taking walks because I think he will walk in.
For two reasons. One, because he'll walk you. Two, because their bullpen is
gotta
taxed.
Get him out.
Well, forget about whether they're bad or good. They have to be exhausted.
Yeah.
They've pitched so much over the last week in this series and the Milwaukee series that if we can push and get to that, not only does it affect this game, but it affects tomorrow and then it affects potentially Friday as well.
Get Minaya at it by the fifth.
One other question for you that he just brought up, the Boehm thing, in that – I understood and agreed when Thompson said that he would start again today. I said the same thing that we all said. You're going to need Bohm for the rest of the playoffs. But I woke up this morning thinking to myself, wow, this guy just got benched for his disposition sure. and lack of performance. And then when they put him back with a chance to sort of prove everyone wrong, he did the opposite thing. And I just woke up thinking, man, do I really?
But he wasn't ready yet.
Yeah. I hope he's ready.
They benched him that day.
Yeah.
So he's probably still over there pouting.
Yeah.
Especially when Sosa threw the ball in the damn stands in the first inning.
Yep.
He's over there pouting. You know, I love Sosa. But he's over there pouting.
Yep.
And he's still not ready to go. At least he's had a day to sort of get over it. Realize, hopefully, that looked like a feeble attempt at a swing when he got that at bat, and he wants to redeem himself now.
Well, the thing you kept saying the other day, every time you said it, I thought about it a different way. You kept saying, he's an all-star, he's an all-star, he's an all-star. And you were saying it in the way that, come on, man, have a little self-respect.
Yeah.
Get up there. You know who you are. Yeah. Act like it. There's another way to take that, is that he says to himself, I'm an all-star. What are you, you're benching
well,
me?
Well, no, that's what he did.
Yeah, yes.
and that's exactly what he did.
And what he has to do is not take it in the way that I can't be benched because I'm an all-star.
Yeah.
You have to take it in the way, and I made the comparison to Rhys Hoskins and he hit the home run, frustrated with the fans, is Bohm has to, whatever frustration he has to be channeled into, I am better than this,
right.
And I am going to make it so whatever manager I'm playing for the rest of my career, I'm never going to be the guy that you think about benching. I can't be the guy that you make an example. I'm too good, and I show up too much. And this is an opportunity for him. Because if he shrinks in this situation, not only does it say something about the playoffs, it could say something about the rest of Alec Bohm's career and as a Philly and beyond. You know?
Here's what I hoped happened. I hope one of the veterans pulled him to the side.
Yeah, so Schwarber did.
Okay.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was he had a conversation with him, like, we're going to
need
you.
And then,
and Schwarber talked yesterday, I guess, and he said, we know how good Alec Bohm can be, and we're going to need him. And that's –
because they saw that same feeble swing, too.
Sure.
They saw that.
Yeah. And they got to pick their guy up.
Yep. Yeah.
So, hopefully –
well, you pick him up by his collar.
Yeah, well, sometimes
– just the postseason, man.
You know?
Yeah. We did the arm on the shoulder.
That was a tough season.
Yeah. We did that in the regular season.
Yeah, it's going to take me a little while to get over the
– No, it's as bad as – whatchamacallit, Andre Dillard.
It is as bad.
I thought in practice field crying all the time.
You know, every once in a while –
I never recovered from that.
You work with somebody who's a good guy, who's very, very talented, but occasionally when things get hard – occasionally, certain guys just, you know, certain guys need to be reminded.
Why are you looking at me? I would never cower. I would never be mopey.
It is your two and a half hour WIP afternoon show, pregame show for Phillies Mets. Do you hope Aaron Nola will be great tonight, or do you expect him to be great? Same question with the Phillies offense. Do you think they have turned a corner? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a little interesting situation with the Mets' hot streak, with the Mets all of a sudden being able to tag our best relievers.
Interesting.
I might have a theory that you might be interested in next. That is coming up.
The Houston Mets.
Coming up on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.